my immortal rock toss challenge.
All right, quick turbo thought. Simpler is better in terms of design. So, shout out to my friend Josh White, jtandsoul.wordpress.com, and also Mystery Ranch, mysteryranch.com. The kind of the most bizarre name for a bag, but big fan of it. So, with design, it's actually really interesting. For me, the best design is actually the most simple and minimalistic. I find this bag is probably the most simple and elegant design I've seen, is that the straps on top kind of close like this, right? So you don't actually require an additional closure thing, right? And you know, you could fit your iPad in here, right? And also a little iPhone SE, zip it up. And it's funny, it's like, feel like I'm becoming more and more American, right? To even have the pride of the creator is actually super important. So even here, right? A little white tag, which is usually super ugly in other products. Here, right? Bozeman, Montana, made in the USA. USA flag, start date, BN, built by, final inspection, right? So all the small elements make for great design. Like, God is in the detail, the devil's in the details. Even this like super robust YKK zipper is super nice. And yeah, just like the simplest bag possible. I mean, I don't know why it's called Mystery Ranch. I also think this logo is very, kind of looks like the Razor logo. I like the Bozeman, Montana. And this black with this neon orange is actually a super good color combination. I think I'll actually end up using this bag a lot. I use the other bigger bag for hiking. It's very, very nice. So, every new day is a chance for Eric Kim's immortal rock toss challenge. So the biggest benefit of simple stuff, simple design, you just end up doing more and having more fun with it. So even the GoPro, don't use the mount. You can innovate more without it. Okay, even fun challenge, take the rock, throw it behind you. They're quite fun. Toss in the air and let go. Senka loves it when I toss the rock. Or just shot put. And bada bing, bada boom, that's all you gotta do. Alright. So why is it that embracing simple things and simpleness is better? I mean, first pragmatic thought is the simpler something is, the fewer encumbrances you got along the way, and as a consequence, you just kind of go out and just kind of do more, adventure more, explore more, and become more. So I think one of the things that are a little bit foolish about American modes of thinking is thinking that doing more is better, right? So I think this is kind of a foolish idea. So for example, what's more impressive or interesting or better for your physiological strength to do? To pick up a 1 pound dumbbell and then rep it, repetition it, lift it 100,000 times, or to pick up 1,000 pounds once off the floor, once every month or every 2 months. I think the latter. And the nice thing with simple stuff, so I think when it's simpler, there's higher adherence. So for example, the reason I really like the Ricoh Jarrett digital camera, the Jarrett 3X, etc., is the simpler it is, the more you're just gonna have it, you know, in your front pocket, right? Zip it up. Even also with the GoPro, turning off the LCD screen in the front, turn off the blinking lights. Certainly, there's much more optimal ways to do it. But the upside of doing what's simpler is you'll just end up vlogging more and more naturally, having more fun with it. And I think that's kind of the point of it all, right? Same thing with Vibram five finger shoes. I wear them without socks. Just slip them on, just kind of go out. And you could deadlift, hill sprint if you want to, you know, whatever. Also the upside of just wearing a simple clothes outfit, get some UV radiations is good. But anyways, so also I think one of the big problems about American thinking is we try to over optimize things, making things like, rather than just doing the thing, we try to do the thing the most quote unquote optimally or in the best or good way, right? But the problem about that is that like, this is my belief, to do just do the thing that you want to do and do it poorly is better than not doing the thing, because paralysis by analysis, we think too much about doing the thing and we just end up not doing it. So one of the downsides of having too many cameras is, you know, the desire thing, the desire, what's the word, desideratum, is to go out and make photos, right? That's the point. But then the bigger, the heavier, the more cumbersome, the more complicated it is, the less likely you are to do so. So there becomes this this sort of contradictory conflict where the desired end is to make more photos, but then trying to make good photos with like a big ass camera, whatever, a good camera, there's some sort of mismatch here, right? And so it's my belief that it's better to just strive to do the thing poorly or badly than to not do it at all. So for example, you know, everyone wants to get fit. The reason I recommend the rock toss challenge or just getting heavy ass kettlebell, doesn't matter if you're a guy or girl, I recommend just buying the heavier one, heaviest one you could afford or get, either the 70 pounder or the 105 pounder. The beast is a good idea. Even Cindy could swing the 105 pound kettlebell. I think she could swing it with both hands. Certainly she could swing the 70 pounder with just one hand. But anyways, so the simpler the approach, the higher the adherence and the better. So rather than like, you know, for example, if you're like super duper busy, right? The upside of having a heavy ass kettlebell is it's just there in your living room. And all you have to do is swing it like two or three times and boom, you're done with your quote unquote workout, right? But then once again, Americans, we tend to want to like optimize, like, you know, like I want a proper bench and a bench press and then got to do the, I want a squat rack, a power rack, whatever. But now the more I think about it, I'm just like, just use the simplest possible thing and just do the thing that you want to do. And so for me, I like the idea that I could create infinite, no boundaries, no barriers, and no self-censorship. The worst type of censorship is self-censorship where you want to do the thing, but you're afraid that other people can critique you or say it's not good or ignore you, whatever, and you just end up not doing the thing. So one of the, so for example, I got friends who love music and they want to make their own beats, right? But they feel like I gotta make it like a super professional and take a beat making class. I'm like, bro, just open up GarageBand on your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop, and just fuck around with the settings and boom, make your beat, right? And then people might like kind of roll their eyes and be like, oh, but it's bad. I'm like, bro, like, who are you to critique me for calling it bad? At least I've made the thing rather than you know, sit back in your high chair and then critique me for actually having the courage and the chutzpah or the balls to make it. So essentially, ignore critics because they tend to be a bunch of skinny fat losers who just want to augment their own self-esteem by putting you down. But anyways,
oh, look at this. Hadong, South Korea is the future.
And yeah, like, can you imagine, right? Like, let's say your kid is trying to learn how to draw with crayons or whatever, right? Can you imagine, like, constantly, quote, quote, correcting your kid, be like, yo, that's bad. You gotta color inside the lines. And I'm like, you look at the masters of art, like Picasso, whatever, right? Their greatest innovation is, like, not drawing inside the lines, not coloring inside the lines, just, you know, abstract. And then also even Matisse, right? Of course, he knew how to paint and draw. Towards the end of his life, he's just doing cutouts, right? And that's what he's remembered for. So even some of the greatest artists in history, they tend towards simplicity towards the end of their lives. And that's actually another thing that a fun shortcut to better extract wisdom from, you know, people you want to emulate or successful people is work backwards, like